I speak to you in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved of the Lord, this is the sixth Sunday of Easter. I say that with some emphasis because it makes a difference. Of Easter means that Easter continues for the great 50 days. In fact, each Sunday is the Lord's Day, and each Sunday we gather because on the first day of the week, Jesus rose from the dead. So today is resurrection. We continue to hear from the book of Revelation, the continuation of St. John the Seer's vision of the new heaven and new earth, the new Jerusalem, and there will be no more death. The Spirit showed me the new Jerusalem coming down from God. I saw no temple in the city. Its temple is God and the Lamb. The glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no more night. Nothing unclean will enter it. And the angel showed me the river of the water of life, and each side of the river is the tree of life. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of nations. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it. God's servants will worship him. They will see God's face, and there will be no more night, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever, and they will reign forever and ever. So we have been given this vision from John too. It is our vision. Christ will come again. What separates Christianity from a multitude of other religions is that we live by hope. Not by death or by trying to overpower the people. No, by hope. We see the future. We see the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven. We see the tree of life, the primordial tree of the garden, is put asunder, cut down. Strife and conflict, pain and sadness will be no more. This is our vision, to live by here and now. We are here to see the vision and to live by it. I suppose, you know, we never think of Jesus having visions, but Jesus had a vision. He saw that God is coming, and through him he was to announce good news of the kingdom of God is near. His life was good news. Every word was good news. His touch of healing was good news. There was a man who waited by this pool where healings take place, and he waited for 38 years. Now, when the scripture uses exact numbers, that means this is real. You know, it could have said he waited a long time. No, he waited 38 years. He was probably an older man by now. No one helped him. They all passed by, like the Samaritan helping the poor man beside. No good Samaritans here. And when he tried to crawl, probably with his mat, to get to the water, someone got in his way. They were a barrier. No one helped. Someone kept him from being whole. That's sin, my friends. No one helped, and they kept him from being the person he was meant to be. Jesus comes by. He sees this. He sees exactly what's gone on. He sees the sin. He sees the man, though, pleading to God, heal me. And Jesus looks down at him. Do you want to be made well? And Jesus said, stand up, take up your mat, and walk. These are rather strong words. Stand up, take up your mat, and walk. He speaks to us tonight, today. Stand up, listen to something greater than yourselves. Take your marching orders from God, the Holy Spirit, living within you. Stand up and take up your mat of your life. Be intentional with your life. See what the world is about and walk. Go forward in confidence into the future. And the man did. And it says very clearly, it was the Sabbath day. Now, it is the holy day of God, the day of healing, now. The struggle of Christian spirituality is that we live between the times. We look back, yes, to the past, to Jesus walking upon the earth 2,000 years ago. We look back to where the disciples were his friends. He healed people, which we heard today. He healed the blind. He gave forgiveness to the woman who had committed adultery. He asked the Samaritan woman, the outsider, for a drink of water. He was indeed God in the flesh. His life is a sign that he is the Messiah. And then we also look to the future, to that time when the promise of God will be so, the New Jerusalem, the paradise of God. So we look to the past, and we look to the future, and we're in the middle, and we struggle with these things because we still live in a world filled with evil and darkness and chaos, the Middle East, and religions that hate. We still live in a time of sadness and sorrow, of death itself. How do we live in that tension between the past and the not yet? That's our question. Proverbs says, without a vision, the people perish. My friends in Christ, we do have the vision. We can see the light. Right here, right now, it is the radiance of God's holy church, the radiance that we see in the scriptures and in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. We see a glimpse of heaven. The light is here. The scripture are his word, his body, we taste. We can live between the times because we see where God is leading us. The light of the kingdom is here and it is now. Therefore, with angels and archangels, we live in that thin space between heaven and earth, but we see the earth, we see the heaven, we see the future, the kingdom of God realized. We are indeed the body of Christ. We are the reflection of the perfection of heaven. And we are here to experience hope and to live in the presence of the risen Jesus and his kingdom. The past is here. The future is now. And our purpose is given, how we are to go forth. When someone asks you why you go to church, and they will, because a lot of people don't see why we exist anymore. They don't see the need. Well, we come to have time with our friends, yes. To be with the community, yes. We come to be inspired. We come to experience the kingdom. That is why we are here. And our purpose is given to show light to the world by our living. Saint Teresa of Avila said this: Christ has no body now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours, Yours are the eyes through which he looks compassion on the world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands through which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes. You are his body. We come to see heaven, and having received heaven, we carry that heaven out there. Be compassion, my friends. Compassion means standing with those who suffer. If you sense someone's in pain, suffering, they probably all they need is a smile. All they need is say good morning. All they need, if they're really in grief and struggling with life, you just sit with them. Maybe touch them if God gives you the prompting to do so. But the ministry of presence is so much important. Not what you say, but who you are. Your presence with them. Show them compassion. It could be an older woman standing in line in the supermarket so long she's getting tired. And you might say, let me help you with your groceries, ma'am. It might be a child so bruised by life that they just need a loving parent figure, you. Be good news. Always have joy in your hearts and be good news to everyone you meet. There's enough bad news out there. People want something good. And if they ask you why you're filled with such joy, you tell them, well, because I've been and I've seen heaven. Bless others by your life. I'm so glad you're doing this ministry to children. Remember, Jesus took children on his lap, kind of shamed the adults because they thought they were so important. He took children on his lap and he blessed them. We must bless children with love. We must surround them and tell them they're good. And we must always be an instrument of their healing, their wholeness, their security. So let us indeed bless others. Think of someone at work. Think of someone as a neighbor. Think of someone today that they need to know all is well. And St. Julian Norwich said, all is well. All is well. And all manner of things are well. Find Lydia. She's out there. Find someone to baptize next Easter. Find someone that's seeking God. Is that a teachable moment? Find Lydia. God will open her heart through you. You will be grace to them, and bring her to the font and let her know here and now that we have heaven. That we have heaven. So be it. Amen.